If the choice of the next pope were based purely on where the Catholic Church is growing fastest, the answer would be clear: Africa. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The continent has seen the most dramatic surge in Catholic numbers globally, accounting for over half of the worldwide growth. Yet, it's been more than 1,500 years since an African wore the papal crown, with Pope Colossius I being the last, dying in 496 AD. As speculation swirls about who might succeed Pope Francis, many wonder, will the Church's expanding base in Africa influence the outcome when the cardinal electors gather at the Vatican? For Father Stanchu Ilo, a Nigerian priest and professor at DePaul University, the idea is compelling. "It would be great to have an African pope," he said, suggesting that church leadership should better mirror its global congregation. Still, he admits that prominence within the church hierarchy often trumps regional representation. None of the senior African clergy hold significant posts at the Vatican. That said, a few African voices have gained global recognition in recent years. Cardinal Robert Sarah of Guinea and Cardinal Fridolin Ambongo Bisumu of the DRC are two such figures. Ghana's Cardinal Peter Turkson, a Vatican veteran, is also seen as a strong candidate. And back in 2005, Nigeria's Cardinal Francis Arinze was a contender during the conclave that elected Pope Benedict XVI. Pope Francis has increased African representation among the cardinals, from 8% in 2013 to 12% in 2023, but that hasn't translated into significant Vatican influence, says Father Chu Ilo. This disconnect surprises many, especially given Francis' strong outreach to Africa, including visits to 10 countries and public solidarity with the continent's struggles. Yet, some African Catholics question whether regional identity should be a factor at all. "It feels like tokenism," said Father Paul Osikachukwu Odoza, a Nigerian-born theologian at the University of Notre Dame. "It's not about being African or European, it's about serving the whole church." Fr. Odoza stresses that the Pope should be the Church's chief theologian, grounded in tradition and capable of leading all Catholics regardless of geography. Still, he concedes that African concerns are often overlooked, leading some to feel that representation might be the only way to be heard. "Pope Francis has earned respect in Africa for his commitment to justice, peace, and the poor. He has denounced exploitation in countries like the DRC and worked toward reconciliation in conflict-ridden regions such as the Central African Republic and South Sudan. However, his progressive stance on some issues, like the 2023 decision to allow blessings for same-sex couples, met strong resistance in Africa. The continent's bishops rejected the move, maintaining a firm stance aligned with conservative cultural values." The three African cardinals often mentioned, Turkson, Sarah, and Bisumu, are all staunchly traditional in their views on sexuality. Cardinal Sarah, for instance, equated Western liberal values with historical ideologies like fascism and communism. Cardinal Bisumu has called same-sex unions intrinsically evil, and even Turkson, seen as more moderate, upholds the view that such relationships are sinful. Despite increasing African numbers in the College of Cardinals, Fr. Odoza believes true influence remains elusive. He and Father Chu Ilo both raised concerns about unspoken racism within the church, which could still hinder an African pope's path. But there is hope. With 108 of the 135 eligible cardinal electors appointed by Pope Francis, there's a real chance his poor first, inclusive vision could live on in his successor. And if that successor happens to be African, I would pray that God gives us a pope who continues in Francis' footsteps, said Father Chu Ilo. And I hope he comes from Africa. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.